Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Liv and Sophie with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Police Force has officially launched its new helicopter to service the Sunshine Coast and Wide Bay areas as of yesterday. This new equipment aims to improve community safety through its ability to track stolen vehicles, arrest offenders, and locate missing persons. Equipped with a high-tech infrared camera system, moving map, and vehicle tracking systems, the helicopter will bolster Queensland's fleet as one of the largest aerial police powers in the nation.
Queensland Fire Department Commissioner Stephen Smith calls for an end to discrimination and bullying within the organisation in a leaked video. Smith told members that those who use discriminatory language, racism, sexism, or any form of bullying should leave the workplace, and that the fire department is no place for bystander behaviour. This video follows reports in September of a sexual harassment incident in the White Island-based department that received widespread media attention. However, the offenders of the incident were never formally sanctioned by the department, instead receiving a talking to from HR. Smith states that he is committed to change through individual and collective effort in order to improve the workplace for all.
In national news, a breakthrough study by Cardiacs has validated the usage of a non-invasive fingertip sensor technology to measure central aortic pressure, which is an important indicator of heart health. The study has found a strong correlation between the fingertip sensor measurement and traditional methods of cardiovascular data collection, offering a non-invasive and user-friendly way, which makes heart monitors more accessible and comfortable. This research comes as the wearable health market is expanding, and this innovation can provide patients with clinical-grade technology and results in real time, an important breakthrough for both patients and health providers.
Australian cyclist Grace Brown has led Australia to a gold medal win in the UCI World Cycling Championship. Brown, who also won the women's individual time trial, was part of the Australian effort that saw the national team beat Germany by less than a second in the mixed team trial event. The wins follow her gold medal individual win this year at Paris's Olympics, a bittersweet, as Brown has restated her commitment to retire from professional cycling after her next event.
In international news, Russian President Vladimir Putin has revised the nation's nuclear doctrines following heightened tensions over the Russia-Ukraine war. Revisions were announced during a meeting between Putin and his Security Council, with the nuclear doctrine now stating that the attacks on Russian Federation by a non-nuclear power, if supported by or with the participation of a nuclear power, would be considered a joint attack. The policy change appears to be a response to recent increases in funding and military drills by Ukraine and its allies, with President Putin suggesting his country may retaliate with nuclear arms if challenged by threats to Russian sovereignty.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a high chance of raining cats and dogs this afternoon. It is currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.